the movie dictionary on genre. Now, our term today for what we're doing right now is called standard length. What does standard lens mean? Well, standard is spelled S-T-A-N-D-A-R-D, and of course, lens is spelled L-E-N-S. Now, standard lens, what that does is, it's really the lens that comes along with whatever camera you're buying. Now, that's basically the standard, the one that you need to have to do some shooting. Now, a lot of people, what they do, the people who are really good in their field, they won't use just the standard lens, because the standard lens is generally not that great. What they'll go with is like a great Carl Zeiss kind of lens, okay, with really strong depth. If you want to shoot something really far, if you want to shoot something really close, you have a nice, finer, clearer lens, okay? And usually those are not the standard lenses that you have. So depending upon what your purpose is, then you have to find the right lens for it. And the standard lens is really just a general lens that comes with the camera that you're going to be shooting with, okay? Anyway, coming up, American slang.
Hey, 大家好, welcome to American slang. I'm Duran. Hey, 也许你听说过一块世界地图上并不存在的大陆, 那就是 Atlantis. Hey, 传说说它很久以前 Atlantis 已经沉没了，也不知道是不是真的。不过看过今天的影片，我相信你会觉得哪是真的。 好了，今天我们一起锁定影片 Atlantis.
I mean it, sir. If you refuse to fund my proposal,
you what? Flush your career down the toilet just like your grandfather? You have a lot of potential, Milo. Don't throw it all away chasing fairy tales.
But I can prove Atlantis exists.
You want to go on an expedition? Here, take a trolley to the Potomac. Jump in. Maybe the cold water will clear your head. Thanks.
好，我们来看看今天的美国俚语要学的这个句子叫 "Don't throw it all away."
Don't throw it all away, chasing fairy tales.
Throw 是扔的意思，扔掉叫 throw。All away 是扔远。那么这个短语的意思表示你浪费了机会，你白白把你的机会给抛弃掉、浪费掉，我们就可以叫 throw it all away。好了，我们来看例句。第一个，浪费机会的例句。第一个叫 Hey, he was a great success until he threw, maybe in the 过去式, he threw it all away, gambling. Wow, that's too bad. 这句话的意思是, he, 他原来是个很成功的人, 听这个句子叫, he was a great success. 他以前很成功, 后来就不成功了, 所以我们用了一个词叫, until, 表示直到这件事情发生, 哪件事情呢? 后面说出来, he threw, 过去式是, T-H-R-E-W 跟我读一遍这个词叫 through OK 直到他 threw it all away 他抛弃机会干什么去 gambling 他去赌博当然不好那么这个句子的意思是他把机会通通放弃成功的机会放弃去干了一件赌博的事情 gambling 所以他就不再成功这个句子我们用了 He was a great success until he threw it all away gambling 好，我们再来举一个例子，这个俚语好吗？还有第二个例子，哎，现在这个大学生啊，越来越兴趣打工，很多人那么就是提前就业，是好还是不好？无论如何，我觉得可以去打工去尝试，但是可不能退学呀、啊，你可不能把学也不上完就去挣钱。好，听好，下面这个句子叫 ，Hey, you could do so much with your life. Don't quit school. And throw it all the way. 这句话的意思是, hey, 为什么我这么讲? 因为你的生命中,你的一生中可以做非常多的事情,是需要有知识的。所以我劝你, don't quit school, 可不要抛弃学业。那么这样的话,如果你抛弃学业的话, 就相当于你在 throw it all the way, 你在浪费你的机会,荒废你的青春。好了,这个句子我们再说一遍,从头开始叫,意思, 你的生命里面可以做很多事情，不过不要放弃学业，因为那样的话就意味着你会浪费很多机会。好，这个句子叫 Hey, you could do so much with your life, so don't quit school and throw it all away.
I mean it, sir. If you refuse to fund my proposal,
you what? Flush your career down the toilet just like your grandfather? You have a lot of potential, Milo. Don't throw it all away chasing fairy tales.
But I can prove Atlantis exists.
You want to go on an expedition? Here, take a trolley to the Potomac and jump in. Maybe the cold water will clear your head. Thank you.
Hey, 欢迎回到经典对白。话说啊，在刚才这个段落里面出现的那个人物叫 Milo Thatch， 嘿，他终于遇到了他的伯乐。为什么这么讲？怎么讲他是伯乐？因为这个人出现了以后，他不但相信 Atlantis 的存在，而且他愿意掏出一笔钱，让我们的这个 Milo Thatch 去寻找那块海底的大陆。哇，真是很棒！那么究竟这个伯乐是谁呢？Now, let's check it out.
Grandpa? Finest explorer I ever met. Preston Whitmore. Pleasure to meet you, Milo. Done you in a little yoga?
No, thank you. Did you really know my grandfather?
Oh, yeah. Good old Thaddeus back in Georgetown. Class of 66. We stayed close friends till the end of his days.
He dragged me along on some of his dang fool expeditions. That's as crazy as a fruit that he was. Spoke of you often.
Funny, he never mentioned you.
Oh, he wouldn't. He knew how much I liked my privacy. I keep a low profile.
Mr. Whitmore, should I be wondering why I'm here?
Look on my table. For you.
It's from my grandfather.
He brought that package for me years ago. He said if anything were to happen to him, I should give it to you when you were ready. Whatever that means.
It can't be. It's the Shepherd's Journal. Mr. Whitmore, this journal is the key to finding the lost continent of Atlantis.
Atlantis? Wasn't born yesterday,
sir. No, look at this. Coordinates, clues. It's all right here.
Hey, 各位，来看过上面这个片段，要学外语了啊。第一个原点，来各起一起来看。第一个原点的短语叫 Till the end of his days.
Oh yeah, good old Thaddeus back in Georgetown. Class of 66. We stayed close friends till the end of his days.
Yes, 我们要教给你的这个短语，这个短语叫 Till the end of somebody's days. 那么这个 his 是可以替换的，对不对？那么这个短语你来看， days 是他的日子，加个 s。Somebody 是谁的？那么 T-I-L-L 它的意思是 U-N-T-I-L means until 直到他的节末的那一天，那么它的意思应该表示他死的那一天，表示他的一生，我们可以叫死的那一天叫 until or till the end of somebody's days。 好了，我们来看个例句好吧。第一个听好，for example, he 我一个朋友啊，他名字叫 JohnHey, John lived in the same apartment till the end of his days. 哇，不容易。这个句子的意思是，他一辈子都住在那个一所公寓里面。他一辈子都住在一个地方。这个句子我们再说一遍，叫一辈子一辈子，直到他的最后一天。这个句子我可以叫 He lived in the same apartment till the end of his days.Days, very good. 再来看第二个例子，听好。My grandparents, what's grandparents? 我的爷爷奶奶，我的祖辈。好，我的爷爷和奶奶他们怎么样 ？Well, my grandparents were married to the end of their days. 这句话的意思是表示，我的爷爷和奶奶，我的姥姥和姥爷，他们。是白头偕老啊，那么这个句子就表示他们结婚直到死的那一天。
Oh yeah, good old Thaddeus back in Georgetown. Class of 66. We stayed close friends till the end of his days.
He dragged me along on some of his dang fool expeditions. That's as crazy as a fruit that he was. Spoke of you often.
Funny, he never mentioned you.
Oh, he wouldn't. He knew how much I liked my privacy.I keep a low profile.
Mr. Whitmore, should I be wondering why I'm here?
Look on my table.
Hey, 来，我们学习第二个原点。第二个原点，这个句子叫 I keep a low profile.
I keep a low profile.
Yes, 它的意思是低调，好吗？你做人要低调一点，就所谓好啊。那句话是这么讲，叫做人要像水，做事要像山。那做人要低调，叫 low profile。 profile, okay? By the way, the opposite of low profile is high profile. 那么低调的对面就表示你有点张扬，你好像很有名，你好像很容易出头露面，我们叫 high profile。 我来送你一个词组，好了，我们聚焦在这个短语叫 low profile， 低调，好吧。听例句，第一个听好。 Hey, I mean today I was late for work today. I should keep a low profile so the boss doesn't notice. 这句话的意思是因为今天上班迟到了，所以我想我还是别太张扬，我还是低调一些，叫 I keep a low profile。 为什么这么做？这样的话老板可能就不会注意到我。 Hey, 我们来看第二个例句，这个低调 keep a low profile。 Dave, somebody's name, okay, a guy's name. Dave is keeping a low profile until his exam is over. Yes, he really wants a good grade, I think. 这句话的意思是Dave 是个人，他一直在考试之前很低调的做人，意思是低调表示他不跟大家聊天，他也不去酒吧玩，他也不去外面怎么样，这个意思你懂了，叫 low profile， 很低调，干什么事情都不张扬，为的是他想要一个好分数，好成绩，叫 grade。 好，这个句子我们一起说一遍，叫考试结束之前他一直都低调，因为他想要好成绩。这个句子叫 Hey, Dave is keeping a low profile until his exam is over. He really wants a good grade.
Grandpa? Finest explorer I ever met. Preston Whitmore. Pleasure to meet you, Milo. Done in a little yoga?
No, thank you. Did you really know my grandfather?
Oh, yeah. Good old Patty is back in Georgetown. Class of 66. We stayed close friends till the end of his days.
He dragged me along on some of his dang fool expeditions. That's as crazy as a fruit that he was. Spoke of you often.
Fine. He never mentioned you.
Oh, he wouldn't. He knew how much like my privacy. I keep a low profile.
Mr. Whitmore, should I be wondering why I'm here?
Look on that table. You.
It's from my grandfather.
He brought that package for me years ago. He said if anything would have happened to him, I should give it to you when you were ready. Whatever that means.
It can't be. It's the Shepherd's Journal. Mr. Whitmore, this journal is the key to finding the lost continent of Atlantis.
Atlantis! One more yesterday,
sir. No, look at this. Coordinates, clues. It's all right here.
Yeah.
好了，不要骗自己，每天学过我们的内容 ，take notes， 记笔记，另外还要 review and review， 好吗？希望你早日把外语学出来。好了，不讲废话了，接下去是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about the song Beyond the Sea.
Somewhere. Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My love.
Sing, somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands. So she's standing on a beach somewhere far away. He doesn't know where. He doesn't know how he's going to find her, but she's there on the beach. And the sands are golden. The sun is shining and shimmering like gold. And watches the ships that go sailing. The ships are big boats. And they go sailing by. They go sailing by on the water. So she's standing there watching the ships, maybe waiting for him. So it's a fun song. It's very hopeful. Let's listen to it. And I'll see you next time on Action English.
Somewhere. Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sand watches the ships.